Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, as usual, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, what can we say to the things that you have presented to us in this book of Galatians? Lord, you wanted us to know about your grace and your mighty power working within people who were ministering your gospel to others in the world. Lord, you worked through Peter, you worked through Paul, and today as we study your Word, we ask that you would teach us your truth by the Holy Spirit and empower us to live according to the ways that you teach us. We bless you and we thank you for Jesus, and it's in his name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is The Right Hands of Fellowship. It's taken from Galatians chapter 2 and verse 9. In the last few verses of Galatians in our study, we have learned of Paul working with the leadership within the church of Jerusalem. Paul has shared with them his ministry to the Gentiles, and although these leaders are in authority, he is not intimidated by them. Paul wrote to the Galatian churches to refute false teaching, and he desired to show them how the gospel of grace was committed to him by God, as was the same to Peter for the Jews. He continues his thought in this area in chapter 2 and verse 9 of the book of Galatians, where we read, "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision." If there was any ambiguity as to whom Paul was referring when he spoke of the leadership in Jerusalem, he names them here. "And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars." James, who was the foremost leader to the church in Jerusalem. Cephas, or Peter, worked within Jerusalem, but also reached out to Cornelius, who was a Gentile in Acts chapter 10. And John, who was son to Jesus' mother, and also a minister to the Jews. These leaders were the primary pillars or supporters of the church and were set to spread the gospel among the Jewish people. The church members in Jerusalem recognized them as such. Paul adds, "Perceive the grace that was given unto me." In other words, after Paul shared with these men the way the Lord Jesus had given him opportunity to share the gospel with the Gentiles, these men understood that God desired for all men to know his gospel through Jesus Christ. They saw the grace that was extended to Paul, and they understood that God gave Paul this ministry among the Gentiles. The results of these leaders perceiving the grace given to Paul is found in the final parts of this verse. "They gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision." These leaders concluded that Paul and Barnabas were given a different area of ministry than they were. Paul and Barnabas should go to the heathen, which is the Greek word ethnos, which means a multitude associated or living together, a company, a troop, a swarm, a tribe, a nation, or family. Paul uses this term to refer to the Gentile nations. And as James, Peter, and John saw the freedom of the gospel being spread among these heathen, they gave to Barnabas and Paul the right hands of fellowship. In other words, they gave them acceptance and authority to share the gospel among those people who were not Jews. Although Paul's ministry would be different than theirs, these leaders recognized that God desired to reach all men with his plan of salvation. The interesting part of this exchange between these leaders and Paul is that they recognized there are differences in ministry. God desires to reach all men in a manner in which they can relate to him. Some people within the church have one sort of ministry and others have a different one. Each of them is important. And though there may be differences in styles and methods, as long as the gospel of Jesus Christ stays true to its original format, there's not an inhibitor to it being spread. Problems sometimes arrive when church members try to elevate their style or ministry above or better than another, when God chooses to use many different styles and ways. When we see people spreading the gospel in a different manner than we do, the question is, will we extend to them the right hands of fellowship, as these leaders did to Barnabas and Paul? Perhaps that question should be our meditation for the day. Next time, we will look at the agreement made in Jerusalem. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.